Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you very much, President. I'll try to be brief. And I'd like to make several comments in connection to what was said here in the room over the last 60 minutes. First, I'd like to thank colleagues for the flexibility that they're ready to demonstrate in terms of the title of the document. I think that we can reach a compromise here. Now, about our proposal related to the preambular paragraph 4. Once again, I'd like to point out that we have to identify in some way the objective of the work of our subsidiary bodies. Unfortunately, this objective is not stated in this paragraph, and from the entire document, we don't really know why we're creating the subsidiary bodies. Now, if we're creating the bodies simply to talk about the agenda, then why are we creating the subsidiary bodies? We believe that we should really understand which way we're going. And besides, in this respect, we can support the proposal made by the French delegation and include the word guided. But nevertheless, we really have to know where we'll be guided by the coordinators during the work of the subsidiary bodies. Again, if we are giving states, once again, an opportunity to express their national positions, then, in fact, we don't see any significant value added from such discussions. So we'll be ready to look at our own proposal once again, but I would like to respond to our distinguished colleague from Mexico and say that we are in no way trying to formalize in our proposal the understanding of the word substantive in terms of our work. What we're simply trying to do is to identify the direction we will take. And this direction is identified in our mandate, and we have to be clear about that. Now, on our proposal on operative paragraph 3, I will say once again that we are not trying to insist on the text that we presented or circulated yesterday. We understand that the words agenda does not make some delegation feel comfortable, and also some delegations are actually questioning the need to use the word agenda here, and perhaps we can agree here. Perhaps it's not the most appropriate word. I will not get into any discussions right now on the substance of the rules of procedure 23 and 24, the rules that we could apply to back our position. I think we should avoid any type of discussion of that nature. But nevertheless, we feel that to give coordinators a free hand without identifying the range of questions or the scope of our discussions, that would not really be advisable. In some way, we are making delegations hostages at the mercy of the goodwill of the coordinators. I have serious doubts about that kind of approach. Now, if we would be able to identify the set of issues to be discussed in each subsidiary body, well, that simply would help coordinators guide our work and help delegations be more disciplined and to focus on the main questions. And of course, I understand that this proposal leads to concerns that we will have yet another round of discussions. But we are ready to look at all of this and once again see what could be the best possible way to realize our idea. Perhaps we can avoid having a whole list of questions and give coordinators more flexibility here. Just simply, we think that all of these questions require additional discussions. So that'll be it for now. Thank you.